The migrant children are among the estimated 50,000 unaccompanied youngsters who have inundated the U.S. border since last October. These kids were released from detention and are being allowed to reunite with family in Connecticut until their cases are evaluated by an immigration judge. 17-year-old Carlos Ventura Escalante says he left Guatemala because he was afraid of violence at home and street gangs who forced him to sell drugs.
Ellos me dijeron que tenía que hacerlo porque si no me iban a asesinar o.
He says gangs told him to pay them drug money or they'd kill him or injure his family. He described a harrowing journey across the border and said his brother still owes money he borrowed to pay off the coyote, another name for smuggler. Carlos has been in New Haven for 5 months now and is studying English. 13-year-old Jason Menecos Jimenez, also from Guatemala, arrived 1 month ago. She's been reunited with her mother, who's lived here for 8 years. She says some people don't understand that we come to this country to fight for our dreams. Shouting, "Not one more deportation," about 75 immigrant advocates at the rally called on President Obama to shift immigration enforcement efforts away from the detention and deportation of children and youth. The president has proposed giving the Department of Homeland Security additional authority to process the return and removal of unaccompanied children from Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. The unparalleled flood of young migrants across the border has led the Obama administration to raise its estimates for the number of apprehensions it anticipates this year. Predictions now are that as many as 90,000 unaccompanied minors could be stopped at the Mexico-U.S. border before the end of September, a more than threefold increase over 2013. Diane Orson, WNPR News.